Okay, I want to start with a number, $60.
$60.
Yeah, I just want you to hold that in your head for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, if we're talking about a new video game or maybe a nice bottle of wine, it feels pretty standard.
Sure, manageable.
But we aren't talking about that. We're talking about digital advertising, the cost to reach just 1,000 people. And in that world, $60 is, it's astronomical.
It is completely off the charts. I mean, to give everyone some perspective, a $60 CPM, that's cost per million for 1,000, you're talking about Super Bowl pricing,
Right.
live NFL games, the most premium, unskippable ads on streaming. That's the tier we're in. It's prestige pricing.
Exactly. But we're not talking about some big cinematic TV spot. We're talking about a text
It's a
box.
blinking cursor.
Yeah. So today we're going to do a deep dive into this brand new advertising model for ChatGPT that OpenAI is rolling out, well, right now in early 2026. And we're basing our discussion on this really this fantastic analysis from Technegian.
Right. And Technegian, for those who don't know, they're a managed IT services provider out of Orange County. And what's so great about their take is that it's not just, marketing fluff.
No.
They're looking at the hard intersection of marketing strategy and the actual IT infrastructure you need to make it work. Their headline was a real wake-up call.
It was ChatGPT advertising costs match NFL broadcast rates. It's a huge claim.
Huge.
And it's a shock, honestly. We've spent, what, 15 years getting used to cheap ads on social media. You
Yeah.
throw a couple bucks at Facebook, you get some
A
eyeball.
race to the bottom, yeah.
And now OpenAI just kicks down the door and says, nope, if you want to talk to our users, you are paying luxury rates. So the whole mission for this deep dive is to figure out why. Why does a text conversation cost as much as a TV spot?
It's the question of the year.
And beyond that, we've got to unpack how this changes everything for businesses. We're going to get into a term Technegian brought up called Generative Engine Optimization, GEO.
Oh, get ready for that one. GEO is going to be the new SEO. You'll be hearing it in every boardroom by June.
I think you're probably right. But let's start with that sticker shock. $60 CPM. How far off the charts is that compared to, say, Meta or Google?
It's a completely different weight class. I mean, if you look at Facebook, Instagram, you're usually looking at maybe $10 to $20 CPM.
Okay.
Google Display is in a similar range, sometimes even lower. So OpenAI is coming in at a threefold increase, around 300% higher than the platforms we all use every day.
So aggressive. Usually a new platform tries to undercut everyone, right, to grab market share.
Be the cheap option, yeah.
OpenAI is doing the exact opposite. Is this just hype? Are they just banking on the AI buzz?
You could think that, but Technegian argues it's actually about the quality of the user's attention. It all comes down to one thing: intent signals.
Intent signals. And
Right. Think about how you use Instagram. What are you doing?
I'm just scrolling. Yeah, doom scrolling. I'm seeing vacation photos, a recipe I'm never gonna make. I'm passive. An ad pops up. It's an interruption.
Exactly. You're in lean back mode. Now, what about ChatGPT? You don't scroll a chatbot.
Oh, you go there with a mission. You're typing, what's the best CRM for a small business? Or plan a trip to Tokyo for me. You're active. You're leaning forward.
You're in a state of active decision making,
Yeah.
and that's the difference. It's like shouting at someone on the street versus talking to someone who just walked up to the information desk.
Right, they've already asked for help.
Precisely. And Technegian says that's what you're paying for. You're capturing the user in a moment of genuine consideration. They're probably days, not months, away from making a purchase.
So one impression on ChatGPT is worth three on Facebook because the intent is just baked right in.
That's the entire justification for the $60 price. It's a filter to skip the people who don't care.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's get into the mechanics because this part of the report really surprised me. With Google, we're all used to pay-per-click, PPC.
The gold standard.
I only pay if someone clicks my link. But Technegian says that's not how this works.
No, and this is a huge distinction. A lot of performance marketers are going to hate this. It is an impression-based model, not pay-per-click.
So wait, if my ad is shown 10,000 times and no one clicks it, I still pay the full $600.
Every single dime. And the reason, again, is user behavior. OpenAI's data shows people just don't click links in chatbots very often.
Right. They want the answer in the chat.
They don't want to go to another landing page that takes forever to load. They ask the AI for a summary. They got it. They're done.
That is a hard pill to swallow for a marketer who lives and dies by click-through rate.
It is. It forces a total shift in thinking. You have to treat this like a billboard or a TV spot. It's a brand awareness play.
So the value isn't the click, The value is being part of the answer.
You're paying to be part of the conversation. So later, when that user thinks about CRMs, your brand is what comes to mind. It's like you're the citation.
Subliminal citing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Okay, so let's clarify who is going to see these ads. I pay for ChatGPT Plus. Am I going to start seeing ads while I'm, you know, trying to work?
You're safe, for now at least. Technigian points out the ads are only on the free tier and that lower cost Go tier, the $8 a month one.
Okay.
If you're on Plus or higher, you're in the ad-free zone. And they also have a strict exclusion for anyone under 18, no ads.
So it's the classic freemium model. You pay with your money or you pay with your attention.
The Spotify model, exactly.
But that brings up the elephant in the room. Privacy.
Yeah.
I mean, Google and Facebook built empires on knowing everything about us. Is OpenAI doing the same thing? Are they reading all my chats?
This is where Technigian highlights a really major difference. Okay. OpenAI is taking what they call an uncreepy approach.
An uncreepy approach. I like that.
Yeah. They've been very explicit. They are not using personal user data for targeting.
So how does it work then? If they don't know my history, how do they know what ad to show me?
It is 100% contextual. It's only based on the conversation you are having right this second.
So if I talk about running a marathon, I see shoe ads. But if I come back tomorrow and ask about baking, it has completely forgotten about the marathon.
For ad purposes, yes, the marathon is gone. It's all about the now. And they're also being really careful about sensitive topics. You won't see ads and chats about mental health, politics, medical issues.
That's smart. You don't want a pizza ad showing up when someone is asking about heart disease.
That's a PR disaster waiting to happen. But this privacy-first approach creates a challenge. The measurement is going to be really limited.
How so?
Well, since they aren't tracking you across the web, there's no detailed attribution. You get two metrics, total impressions and total clicks. That's it.
Wow.
You won't know if a specific user saw the ad and then bought something 3 days later.
So we really are back in the TV era. Well, we showed it to a lot of people and sales went up, so
yeah,
I guess it worked.
It's a return to brand awareness as the key metric, yeah. You have to just have faith in the brand lift.
This feels like the right time to talk about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Because not everyone can afford $60 CPMs.
Not even close.
The Technigian report brings up this idea of a fundamental shift. They call it Generative Engine Optimization, GEO.
Oh.
How is that different from SEO?
It's the next evolution. For 20 years, SEO has been about getting to the top of a list of blue links. The game was get the click.
Right.
But GEO is about optimizing for the AI's synthesis. It's not about getting a click anymore. It's about ensuring that when the AI pulls from 10 sources to create an answer, your brand is one of the ones it cites.
Okay, so it's about topic authority, not just keywords. How do you even do that?
The AI prioritizes structure and consensus. So your content needs to be super structured using things like schema markup, and it needs to be factually dense. Fluffy marketing jargon gets ignored. The AI sees it as low confidence data.
It wants data tables, not buzzwords.
Exactly. And this all ties into zero-click search, which is the big one.
The nightmare scenario for websites.
Right. The user asks a question, gets a perfect summary from the AI, and never visits a single website.
I do this all the time. I get my answer and I close the tab. The traffic to the original site just never happens.
So if your whole strategy is drive traffic to my blog, you're in trouble. The traffic is drying up. GEO is about making sure your content is so authoritative that the AI says, according to this company, or experts suggest, and your name is in that response.
So success in 2026 isn't a traffic spike. It's being part of the AI's knowledge base.
It's influencing the decision before they ever get to a website.
That feels very intangible. It's hard to put on a graph for your boss.
It is. And that leads to Technigian's advice for most businesses, which is don't panic. You probably don't need to be spending $60 a CPM tomorrow.
That's a relief. My local coffee shop doesn't need to be bidding against Starbucks.
Right. But what they should be doing is looking at their infrastructure. And this is where the IT angle is so important. Since OpenAI isn't using third-party data, the era of renting an audience from Facebook or Google is ending.
So what's the alternative?
First-party data. Data you own. You need direct relationships. Email lists, purchase history, preferences, all gathered with consent. You have to build your own little garden.
because you can't rely on anyone else's tracking anymore.
Exactly. And Technician makes this great point that managing this data is no longer just a marketing job. It's an IT job. It's a cybersecurity job.
Why is my email list a cybersecurity issue?
Because if you're collecting all this customer data, you become a prime target for hackers. Marketing data is now sensitive data. And if your data is a mess split across four different apps that don't talk to each other, you're vulnerable.
That's a really good point. We think about protecting credit cards, but a list of your best customers is incredibly valuable.
And if it leaks, you lose all that trust instantly. Yeah. The wall between marketing and IT is just, it's gone.
Let's talk specifics for a minute. The report mentioned this plays out differently for different industries, like healthcare.
Yes, healthcare is a fascinating case. Because of the privacy rules, OpenAI won't run ads on health queries. So providers are locked out of the ad system entirely.
So a dentist can't pay to show up, even if they wanted to?
Correct. For them, Organic Authority, that GEO we were talking about, is the only option. They have to earn the AI's recommendation every single time. They can't pay to skip the line.
That's a high bar. What about, say, retail?
Retail is a perfect fit. It's so contextual. A user asks, "Help me plan a camping trip," and an ad for a tent pops up right there. That's gold. It's the perfect ad at the perfect moment.
In B2B, the report seemed to think that was the real sweet spot.
I agree. B2B decisions are research intensive. You're not impulse buying enterprise software. You're asking complex questions, comparing vendors, looking at compliance issues.
And the ad appears right in the middle of that research.
Exactly. You get your brand in front of a decision maker at that exact moment. Even if you can't track the final sale back to that ad, it's incredibly powerful. It frames their whole process.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. We're in this new era.
Yeah.
What's the big takeaway for everyone listening?
The big takeaway is that we're in the age of premium AI advertising. It's expensive, it's private, and it cares more about what you're thinking right now than who you are.
It's a shift from who is this person to what does this person want?
That's it, perfectly. And the key takeaway from Technigian is that while the ads are flashy, the real work is under the hood. It's the boring stuff. Data security, cloud infrastructure, content authority. That's what lets you survive now.
Because if you don't have good data, you can't target anyone. And if you don't have good content, the AI just ignores you.
You can't just buy your way out of a bad digital foundation anymore. The bar has been raised.
It's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go, I want to leave everyone with a final thought to chew on. We talked about zero-click search. The AI gives you the answer. You never visit the website.
Right. The trend of the decade.
So here's the question. If the future is zero-click, how do you measure the value of a customer you never actually saw? How does a business prove its worth when the most important interaction happens inside a black box owned by OpenAI?
That is the multi-billion dollar question, isn't it? Is your website even your storefront anymore? Or is it just a warehouse for the AI to get parts from?
It really redefines what being online even means. Something to think about. We want to thank Technigian for the source material. It was really fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. It's a brave new world, and they seem to have a pretty good map for it.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive. Go check your digital foundations. We'll catch you on the next one.